Good evening and welcome to Blank Canvas, home of visual art and culture in the Bahamas, here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ahmad Roll, better known as Maddie, wishing you all a very happy new year. We made it, y'all. Feel free to visit nagb.org.bs for all your current and upcoming shows, events, and programming. Thank you all so very much for tuning in to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, where there is fresh news and smart talk all day. Shoot over to your mobile app store and download the Guardian Talk Radio app. Congratulations to the One Family Junk in a Group for successfully securing the title of Two Scrapes. I said it. It's been 3 long years, and I am still in awe of the display of art and craftsmanship displayed on Bay Street in Nassau, and also throughout all of the family islands that held their Junkanoo parades in grand style. We'll get back to our Junkanoo celebrations a little later in the show. On today's episode, we are blessed and so very excited to have Project Ice in the studio with us. Representing Project Ice is Reagan Kemp and Marnisha Bastian. Hello and welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Please introduce yourself to the listeners and give them just a bit of background about your practice and also about Project Ice.
Hey.
Reagan, you can begin.
I can begin. All right. Well, my name is Reagan Kemp. I am a multidisciplinary artist and an emerging curator that works out of Project Ice. I was the 2022 resident artist. I pioneered a lot of the projects in the space. And yeah, I think Marquisha can probably do that. Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to talk about my practice.
If you want to, or you can just let Marnisha introduce herself, and then you can go into your practice.
Oh, it works. You want to go ahead?
Hi, Marnisha. Welcome.
Hello. Okay, so my name is Marnisha Bastian. I am a recent, well, I can't say graduate, but I recently finished my bachelor's at the University of the Bahamas in 2022 fall. I am a surrealist and a creative writer, and that's about it I could say about me.
So tell us about your work at Project Ice.
Okay.
What is Project Ice?
Project Ice is an enigma. So Project Ice is a very flexible space in that it just is what the young artists that work in the space make it. I can tell you a bit about the origin of the space.
Sure.
I believe it was in 2019, right, Nisha?
Right, 2019.
So 2019, Mr. Roberts, Antonius Roberts, you probably all know him. He received a commission from the U.S. Embassy to work on this very, very large piece, and he needed a space to do it. So he found this abandoned, dilapidated ice warehouse. It was formerly Holiday Ice on Ultra Road.
Hold on, so it's literally a former ice warehouse?
It is. That's a history. And he essentially cleaned the space up, repaired it to the point that, people could inhabit it, and began his work there. And through beginning his work, he realized that there was just a lot of space that he wasn't using, and I think a huge part of his practice and his general personal values is to kind of give back to the community. Mm-hmm. So he opened the space to young creatives that, may have needed to be a space to work and create and form their own practices. And yeah.
That's amazing. So what is Project Ice to you?
What is it to me? It it's so interesting when you ask that. It reminds me so much of this, the home that I grew up in, because it's this beautiful, sustainable garden space. Like, we grow our own produce, we have solar power. Like, sustainability is a huge point for us there. But it's just, this beautiful, peaceful, not super, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Super pretentious?
Yeah. It's not very dressed up how art spaces normally are.
Right.
It's this very raw, authentic,
I love that.
Space where you can come in and work and, figure things out. It's beautiful to just have that opportunity as a young artist, I feel.
Yeah,
Yeah, do
for
that.
sure, for sure.
Yeah,
That's
create.
amazing. Thank you, Reagan. Mark Nisha, what is Project Ice to you?
Well, to me, I could say Project Ice is like a second home. Like Reagan was saying, very peaceful. You come in, you create work, and there you get to like make family with everyone that's there. So it's very nice to be a part of Project Ice, which is now just Ice. So yeah,
Oh, so
so.
it ain't a project no more.
Oh,
Y'all is ice.
no, be official, just Ice.
Come on,
Ice.
Evolution. And ICE does stand for Incubator of Collaborative Expression, correct?
Yes, incubator for collaborative expression.
Oh,
Yes.
for collaborative expression. That is amazing. How many artists can you, well, I wouldn't even call them artists anymore. How many family members do you all have over there at ICE?
So, me and Reagan, we have Rachel Pyfrom, who just recently went over to school, go to school in Canada. We have Sincere Brennan, Beatrice Bethel, and Keith Thompson. Yes. And Mr. Roberts, of course.
Yeah, and also Brent Fox. We have Ivani Gator that's been kind of like popping in and out of Navarro Newton as well, who works in. So let me bring it down, right? It's about four studio spaces.
Okay.
There's about two or three people in each studio space.
Oh,
So
nice.
that's kind of how that works. Yeah, I think we mentioned everybody.
Yes, and
So
then we have Patrick, Harold, and Caddy. That's about everyone right now.
nice.
The whole
Nice.
Ice team.
The whole team?
The whole Ice team.
Okay, wow. That's a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
How do you manage the creative personalities?
Nice. I think everybody is relatively, like there's a synergy there. Like everybody's relatively respectful, like on the same page. Like we're all just there, and like I think everybody recognizes how cool of an opportunity it is to be there.
Yeah.
So we're all just there making work and kind of like sharing and contributing to the space, and it's like a lovely, little dynamic that we have going on. Nothing too dramatic ever happened.
Good. I like that. Even though I'm pretty sure there is some drama that is kicking up. Y'all got someone tell me, but that's fine. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas don't need to know that. So tell our listeners or share with our listeners some of the shows that have happened or been birthed out of ICE.
Okay.
Because you guys have been
So,
really busy over the past, specifically over the past year.
yeah,
Like
so
really busy.
that's a cool question.
I think the last one, you can start from the last one and work your way up. I'm trying to break
Okay.
it. I'm trying to work it through
No.
hard.
We got you, we got you. Okay, so the gallery is actually a project that I kind of pushed for during my residency. I thought it would be like a great idea to have a space for young artists to just have like get their foot in the door,
Right.
like have their first exhibitions or like continue their practice and like be able to show their work and profit from their work. And yeah, so I just thought it was necessary. I talked to Mr. Roberts about it, like after a little convincing we went for it. I think the gallery was finished being built in early April, and that's actually when we had our first show. So our first show was called Intimacy, and it featured me, Mark Nisha, Brent Fox. Yeah, it was a lovely, lovely little exhibition.
Nice. Who have emerged out of the team or the family as the unexpected or expected curators of
Oh.
the
Reagan.
bunch? Reagan. Oh.
Yeah, so that's another lovely thing about ICE. You just get the opportunity to experiment and figure things out. I began to develop my curatorial practice there. So between me and Keith Thompson, together we've done all of the writing and installation, just like putting together of the gallery shows that we've
Yeah.
had so far. And
How has that been for you, though?
I loved it.
You loved
I
it?
genuinely found like a passion in curation. Like I thought,
Good.
yeah, I was always curious about it, but then And shout out to Keith, because he taught me practically everything I know. Like, Keith, Bumps, and Jody Bittens have just been angel great. So I've been able to figure some things out, and yeah, I realize I'm really, really passionate about that side of fine art as well.
I love that. Mark Nisha, what sort of things have emerged from your time at Project Ice that you didn't see or know that you had in you?
Well, I would say what I'm doing right now,
which is,
because I was very quiet. I in my corner, I just watch everything happen. And at my time at ICE, Mr. Roberts would, you know, tell me to give tours and talk to people, you know, so I'd be comfortable with talking.
There you go.
So
I'm so happy that all of you have been able to, like, push your own envelope and not be pushed. Because I feel like a lot of times in these spaces, you are pushed to do things that the space would want you to do,
yes,
rather than you being pushed to do things to evolve the space.
Yeah.
Right?
So I will say that that is probably the most special thing about ICE. It seems to be very free of all of the things that normally come with an art space.
Yeah.
Right? So it's very flexible, it's very, like, encouraging. Mr. Roberts' whole thing is just kind of like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Just, you know, go ahead and figure it out, as long as it's done properly. And then the ethos of the space, I'll support it.
And then I feel like that's also a mark of a really true and good leader and mentor.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. That is remarkable. Tell us about Psychobabble.
Ooh, that was a fun show.
Psychobabble definitely hit social media, and it grabbed everyone's attention, specifically because of the name of it. And yeah, then when people started to see the works and how you guys kind of rolled out the featured artists, it was pretty fascinating. So tell us about Psychobabble.
I'm glad you found it fascinating. I was fascinated with it as well. So one of my favorite art movements is the Surrealist movement, and it was sort of based on that. So I've had an interest in psychology and also an interest in Surrealism, and I found that they were historically connected. So, like, the leader of the Surrealist group actually studied Sigmund Freud's work, and a lot of their techniques of, like, free association, like, how they come up with the things that they paint, because Surrealism is just generally, like, compiled random imagery. There's a lot of, like, subconscious examination. I thought it'd be very interesting to see how, like, three young artists interpreted that and, like, using those techniques to make work. Because I think, you know, it was an interesting thing to explore. And the work definitely did come out pretty interesting.
Epic. It was epic. And if people don't, and if people who have seen the show or seen some of the stuff on social media don't see it as epic, it's definitely one of those shows that I consider to kind of be ahead of its time. Like, we look back at it in 3 years and be like, they were onto something. Like, they was lit. Like that was lit, you know? But I feel like that also is one of the key things that marks the true character of a really good and efficient art space. Because technically, you guys are supposed to be the ones setting the trends.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely have our own visual language going on in this space. So we're all young artists, but we all seem to be very clear on our interests and what we want to paint and, like, what influences us. It's like, I think it references Bahamian historical artwork, but it also, like, functions outside of it in a very cool way as well. Like, Farnisha's practice is one of the most interesting that I've come across, like, to date. It's, she, like, so you can probably tell them a bit about your practice. I think that's
actually, Mark Nisha, your practice is quite interesting, and we will get to that right after the break, because Mark Nisha has been trying to run away from this question during the entire preparation time, but she cannot run now because Reagan has definitely pitched it into your court. So we'll take a short break, but continue to listen to the NAGV's Blank Canvas, the show where we speak about visual culture and the creative community. Be right back.